has been a tough week for the Navy. First, the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt wrote a remarkable memo requesting that he evacuate 90% of his sailors because of an outbreak of COVID-19. In response, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley relieved him, saying he'd gone around the chain of command. Modley then flew to the Theodore Roosevelt off of Guam and gave a blunt speech, including this statement.
It was my opinion that if he didn't think that information was going to get out into the public in this information age that we live in, then he was A, too naive or too stupid to be the commanding officer of a ship like this.
Yesterday, after a lot of criticism, Modley resigned. To talk about this, I'm joined by Admiral Mike Mullen, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. Admiral, thank you very much. Welcome back to the NewsHour. How do you think the Navy has handled this situation?
Well, as you said, Nick, it's been a tough week. And it was very clear that the Navy couldn't get out in front of this early enough before the acting secretary Modley grabbed it and obviously made up his mind to relieve the CO. And there were an awful lot of issues associated with that. All of that said, I didn't think that Captain Crozier's conduct rose to the level or even close to the level where he should have been relieved.
What Modley told us, told the media last week, and what others have echoed is that Captain Crozier went out of the chain of command. He sent this memo electronically, didn't even CC his commanding officer, who was down the hall, literally, from him at the time.